today was the first day of our inaugural Diamond Conference, and the attendance has been very good. Our expectation was that we will be having around 300 delegates, but we managed to get an overwhelming response. We had over 400 delegates from all over the world. And the speakers, it has been quite brilliant in terms of the discussions. It has been attended by the President of Zimbabwe. It has been attended by the former President of South Africa, Honorable Thabo Mbeki. It has been attended by the current KP chair. It has been attended by ministers from the region, Minister of Mines from South Africa, Minister of Mines from Namibia, Minister of Mines from Angola, and other various other dignitaries.
What do you expect to get out of this conference?
Well, as you know, Zimbabwe is now a KP-compliant country in terms of mining of diamonds, and we are now going beyond the actual mining. We now want to deal with the issues of how do we develop our industry? How do we deal with the issues of beneficiation and value addition? And in that respect, we are sharing with various people from key stakeholders. And when we say various people from key stakeholders, we are talking of those from the mining countries. We are talking of those who consume the rough diamonds, those who are at the tail end of the market. So all of them are sharing with us their own expectations. And it is from those expectations that will be able to develop our own growth strategy.
Ms. Mpazuriwa, we also see that there's a report which has been launched by Partnership Africa Canada saying negative things about Zimbabwe's diamond industry. Do you have a response?
Well, you know, Partnership Africa Canada is an entity which has been sponsoring civil society. And their main thrust is to make sure that Zimbabwe, the generality of the Zimbabwe populace, do not benefit from the natural resources, the diamonds that we have.